All right, I have quite a few announcements for you this morning. Today, right after service, there's a small group leader meeting in the junior church classroom. If you are looking to lead, please, or host, please be at that meeting right after service today. Next Saturday, August 12th, is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. at my house. I will be sending an email out to all you ladies so you have all the details. Please bring a dish to pass. August 21st, Monday, that is our next Fresh Food Day of Hope, 2 p.m. here at Family Worship Center. It says we are expecting produce to come in that will need to be packaged, so if you can be there, that would be great. I know that you've all stepped up and been there, so how cool is that? August 27th, it's a Sunday. That is our baptismal service at 10 a.m. at Grass Lake Park. If you would like to be baptized, please see Pastor Kenny. I wrote a note. I'll end with that one. There is a new snack sign-up sheet for September and October posted on the bulletin board in the kitchen. So if you would like to bring a snack, please sign up. And check-in. We would like everyone to check in, please. Parents, if you check in and do not receive a security code, please let me know. We are working on getting all those bugs worked out. A little side note, I have a parent note that I'm sending home today with like an update for Junior Church. Maybe ask me about it if I don't give you one because I'm a little off today. But one of the things that we're working for is changing the time that the junior church kids get dismissed in an effort to kind of work towards checking kids out. So there's a little more details in the note. And last but not least, Pastor Kenny would like us to move up and move in. Out, not in. I put in, I'm out. In an effort to make sure there's seating for those that come in later. With larger families. Let's get cozy. Everybody move up so we can give Pastor Kenny a really good eye contact as he's preaching. And maybe a face shield might be necessary. So just keep in mind that we want you to move up and move out. Not out of the service, just to the outer seats. All right. Thank you. And Pastor says thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, I see a few requests here, or at least one. This might be old. Yeah. Does anyone have any prayer requests? Linda. And he's just about to turn 90. Yeah. Wonderful. Aw. Well, if you're a card person, I'm sure he would love to get a card from you this week. Jessica. Prayers for Jessica's Uncle Arnie failing with ALS. Pastor. I saw another hand over here. Yes, Kylie.
Out of the road. He lifted a tree out of the road.
Ross had a back injury yesterday. Jan. What's his name?
Keith.
Those that couldn't make it in because of the virus. There's a virus going around. I know there's families that aren't here.
Pastor said there's a virus going around, so there are people out today from being sick. Yes.
I got a praise. I met with my son Jake yesterday. I haven't seen him in about 4 years. Mm-hmm. And was his prayers that everything that was said is taken in the way correctly, because in the past things have been, you know, turned around and not understood. And just that there's a good outcome.
Roseanne met with her son, Jake. You haven't seen him in 4 years. That is awesome. Praise God. Paula.
I've got a couple of praises, too. You guys, everybody had prayed for our friend that needed assistance with the cancer treatment.
Yes.
And they ended up being free. So thank you for prayers.
Praise God.
They ended up being what?
Free.
Free. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the other
free
thing
treatment.
Is,
my friend Kristen is going in 5:30 in the morning for a brain tumor to be removed. So we met with her tomorrow morning. We met with her last night and just gathered around her and prayed for her. But she's got a lot of heavy emotions. Anything else? All right, church, let's go to prayer. Father, I praise you for this new morning, this new day with the beautiful rains in the early morning, watering our crops, giving us food to eat. Father, we love who you are, and we have so many beautiful gifts from your hand and praises to shout forth this morning. I thank you for the church family rising up and bringing meals to Ralph, and that he feels loved and supported and cared for at this time. I thank you for Paula's friend who has received the treatments they were praying about for free. What a huge, huge answer to prayer there. We thank you so much for the way you provided. And thank you for the get-together yesterday. I thank you for these moments, especially in the summertime where we are reconnecting with family. I thank you so much that Roseanne and Jake met yesterday. And I just want to speak life and healing over that relationship, that the things that were shared would just be beautiful balm to Jake's heart, and that it would just stir up desire to meet again and rekindle a friendship and a beautiful relationship that you intended for mother and son to be found. And you resurrect what was dead, what was lost can be found. We thank you for that. I want to lift up to you all of these who are hurting, whether they are declining in their last days or not feeling well due to virus or diseases like ALS. Father, Dean's brother Keith, who has just been diagnosed with a mass in his chest. My friend going in for brain surgery tomorrow morning. So many needs, Lord. You see them all. great and small, and you care about them because we do. So I just want to just declare life. You are the giver of life. You know the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. And when Jesus was modeling his prayer here on earth, he said, say, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So you want these issues to be resolved here on earth. Jesus came to give life and life to the full. And so I speak life into all of these situations, and I say, healer, touch and heal. Thank you for meeting us here this morning, Lord. We're so excited to hear from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand, and we're going to sing together.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Church, we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive's heart release, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom. Build your kingdom here.
He's so many things. My answer, my breach mender, my burden bearer, my cleansing, my comforter, my counselor, my friend, my covenant keeping God, my deliverer, my desire, more precious than silver, my fortress and stronghold, my giver of every good gift, my giver of life, my good shepherd, good to me, my grace and truth, my healer, my hiding place, my joy and my song, my lamp, my light, my living bread and living water, my master, my peace, my portion, he's all I need, my provider, my source, my refiner, my rewarder and my reward, my true riches, my righteousness, my shield and protector, my teacher, my vine, my abiding place. And guys, I could go on for eternity. He's so many things. And when we stop and take a moment to remember who he is and what he's done for us, then we're ready to praise him. And he promises that he will be enthroned on the praises of his people.
Thank you. join the song, sung long before our lives, to raise our voice along heaven and earth alive. We've seen your faithful see without end, the King who bled and died, the God who sacrificed, enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all.
God. You may be seated. We have Steve.
All right. I have a lot of stuff. Anybody else have a lot of stuff? My wife's going, yeah, he has a lot of stuff. Well, what happens to our stuff when we don't use it? We don't take care of it, right? And then it ends up just going bad. And it's just, now it's junk, not stuff. I had an airplane. I owned an airplane for a while. And so this is where the stewardship piece comes in, because if you own an airplane, you're not an owner of the airplane, you're a steward of the airplane. And the cool thing about that is there's a built-in accountability. So every airplane for a private owner has to have what they call an annual inspection. Once a year, you have to go to an authorized individual, or IA, individual authorized. They're authorized by the federal government to sign off on your paperwork to say your airplane is airworthy. You can fly it. So there's this built-in accountability. So I went every year to the local IA and had him inspect my airplane and got to where I didn't use it very much. And so all the problems that were happening with my airplane were because I wasn't using it. I wasn't being a very good steward of it. I wasn't taking care of it. I wasn't using it, so I wasn't taking care of it. So the airplane had to go. But at least it wasn't my job or my family or my marriage, my church. Accountability is a big part of stewardship. And those are all things we need to be good stewards about. The truth, the gospel, that's stuff we have a responsibility for. We need to be held accountable. I got a couple of verses here, and I got out of order in my notes because I got all excited about my airplane. But I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 here, and that's going to bring me back. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. So when I bought my airplane, it was a pretty nice airplane, but I had things that I wanted to make it better. There was different things. So I wanted it to get better. Growing in Christ, we want to get better, right? And if you read in Deuteronomy, so Pastor found this verse for me and put it in his notes last week, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18, it talks about sharing these truths with other people, specifically your sons, when you're working in the fields, when you're home eating dinner, when you're lying down, you need to be talking about these things. So if you're not using it, if you're not using the gospel, you're not using the truth, what's going to happen to it? Same thing that happened to my airplane. And we'll be held accountable. Romans here. Let's see, Romans 14, verse 12. Pretty point blank, Paul writes, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God. We will be held accountable. There's multiple examples of it in the Bible. So my airplane had this built-in accountability. There was an annual checkpoint. An individual authorized to hold me accountable. Do you have an individual authorized to hold you accountable? Zachary, do you ever hold me accountable?
Yeah.
Mainly for not wearing my seatbelt. Yeah, so how much do I owe you? I'm like $10 into this kid for not wearing my seatbelt. So, my point, if I got a point here, it's that accountability has a big place in our stewardship. And with that, I'm going to invite our volunteers to take up the offering. I'll invite the children to stand up and head back to class, and I'll be following you in just a minute. Oh, thanks. Well, we pray. Father God, we do thank you. We do thank you that we have this church. We have fellow believers and Christians that are authorized to hold us accountable. Your word shares that in some very specific ways. Lord, I just thank you for my brothers and sisters here. I thank you for all that you've blessed us with. I just pray that these gifts and offerings, they'll be blessed by you, multiplied like you always do, and help carry your word to the ends of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Listen to the words of this new chorus.
Fellowship with us, to get to know us and us to get to know you. It's for us to get to know one another. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for your love and your mercy, that you will change our names. Thank you, Lord, for changing mine. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Be with this time afterwards, Lord. We thank you for the hands that prepared the snacks and the gifts that are out there, Lord, and we just praise you for that and for this fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.